Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. On this show, I'll be poking my head out from under my usual explorations of music of the past to check out what's happening with the music of today. This hour, it's our biannual look at the current state of vocal jazz and traditional pop, exploring some new releases. Coming up, we'll hear from some new records by jazz singers Kurt Elling and Kate McGarry. We'll also hear from singers like Van Morrison, Nellie Mackay, and Steve Tyrell, taking their turns at jazz standards. Plus, we'll hear from some original music from singers Kat Edmondson and Melody Gardot. It's a look at some recent releases for 2018. Coming up next on Afterglow.
Nobody's loved you, come rain, come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain, come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true. Well, if you let me, you're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. We'll be happy together, unhappy together. Now won't that be fine? Well, the days may be cloudy or sunny, we might be in a round of the money. Yeah, but I'm with you always. I'm with you, rain and shine. Shine. We'll be happy together, unhappy together. Now won't that be just fine? Well, the days may be cloudy or sunny, we may be in or out of the money. Yeah, but I'm with you always. I'm with you, rain. Rain. solution.
Singer Steve Tyrell with Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's Come Rain or Come Shine. That's from Tyrell's latest album called A Song for You, released in February of this year. Tyrell only got into singing later in life. Before that, he was a record producer and songwriter that worked behind the scenes with people like Burt Bacharach, BJ Thomas, Rod Stewart, and Linda Ronstadt. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking at some recent releases in the world of jazz and traditional pop. Just ahead, we'll hear from some new music by singers Kat Edmondson and Melody Gardot. And later this hour, we'll hear a bit from the latest album by Kurt Elling, a record that explores the singer's philosophical musings on the world today. I'll begin with a singer who has recently emerged as a standout in the last few years, and that's Jameson Ross. Ross is also a jazz drummer, and a skilled one at that. In 2012, he won the Thelonious Monk Jazz Competition for his drumming. But his last two albums, while he does play the drums, have been primarily vocal albums. He was even nominated for a Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal Album. He's like this generation's Buddy Rich or Grady Tate, only Jameson Ross sings more like Stevie Wonder or Donny Hathaway. Here's a track from his latest album called All for One. This is an Alan Toussaint song, originally performed by Lee Dorsey in 1966. Here's Jameson Ross with A Mellow Good Time on Afterglow.
Together, we're gonna have a mellow good time. We're gonna have a mellow good time. We're gonna rock them back at the Happy Jacks. Won't stay too long, or we'll be moving on. Open up the city. We're gonna ride the pony, yeah, all around. Here we go now, go. We're gonna have a mellow good time. Oh no, I said we're gonna have a mellow good time. Ooh, oh. We're gonna have a mellow good time. When we start to groove, we're gonna pay our dues. To the G-O-V, we need to rest from over participation. So come along with me, oh yes. Oh no,
we're gonna have a mellow good time.
To the G-O-V, we need a little rest, a little relaxation. Come party with me. Oh, let your head down. It's Friday night. Get on your mojo, oh no. Get off your job. Why don't you kick up your feet or dance to the beat? Feel the heat now. Come on, let's hit the streets. We're gonna party all night long. We're gonna party all night long. Oh, come along with me.
Jameson Ross from his 2018 album All for One with the Alan Toussaint number A Mellow Good Time. We're looking at all 2018 albums this hour, and I'll turn to an artist who's been on the scene far longer than Jameson Ross. That's Freddie Cole. Cole is the younger brother of Nat King Cole and has released a steady stream of albums since the 1950s. Now at 87 years old, Cole sounds as warm and relaxed as he did on his very first record called Whispering Grass from 1953. His latest album is called My Mood Is You and features mostly deep cuts from the Great American Songbook. Here's the title track from that album, written by Carl Sigman. This is Freddie Cole with My Mood Is You on Afterglow.
The strangest feeling is all around me, a feeling I can't begin to explain, a kind of ecstasy, a kind of misery, a kind of symphony of sweetness and pain. My mirror tells me that I'm a stranger, someone I really don't know anymore. But I know the mood I'm in, and if I lose, I win. For I have never had a lover before. And now I'm high, and now I'm low, and now I'm blue, and now I glow. The days are too long, the night's too sweet. It all depends on when we meet. Take my hand, and I'd go mad, then turn away, and I grow sad. I'm in love. What can I do? My mood is you. and now I cry. You clip my wings and make me fly. You enter the room and stop my heart. And when you leave, I come apart. Hold me close, I'm overjoyed. Then let me go, and I'm destroyed. I'm in love, what can I do? My mood is you.
Freddie Cole, from his latest album for High Note Records, that was My Mood Is You, a song originally sung by Lena Horne. The next new album I want to feature is from singer Nellie Mackay. Now, if you've been keeping up with Mackay's career since her debut in 2004, you know that her music tends to be a playful and sometimes absurd mix of jazz, folk, and whatever other genre she happens to be enjoying that day, usually with a healthy dose of wit and ironic humor. Her latest album is called Sister Orchid, and it's perhaps her most serious one to date, showcasing the singer and songwriter embracing the bittersweet and melancholy through her interpretations of jazz standards like My Romance, Angel Eyes, and The Nearness of You. I'll play a track from that album right now. Here's Nellie Mackay with the Duke Ellington standard In a Sentimental Mood on Afterglow.
In a sentimental mood, I can see the stars come through my room while your loving attitude is like a flame that lights the gloom on the wings of every kiss. Drifts a melody so strange and sweet. In this sentimental bliss, you make my paradise complete. Rose petals seem to fall, it's all like a dream to call you mine. My heart's a lighter thing since you made this night a thing divine. In a sentimental mood, I'm within a world so heavenly, for I never dreamt that you'd be loving sentimental me. In a sentimental mood, I'm within a world so heavenly, for I never dreamt that you'd be loving sentimental
singer Nellie Mackay taking an unexpected sentimental turn on her latest album called Sister Orchid. That was her with the Duke Ellington and Manny Kurtz standard In a Sentimental Mood. Another singer in much the same ilk as Nellie Mackay is Kat Edmondson from Houston, Texas, who has also released a new album this year. Like Mackay, Edmondson's voice is unique, a cute, twee blend of Blossom Dearie, Billie Holiday, and Shelley Duvall from the movie Popeye. Edmondson is also a gifted songwriter. I'll play the title track from her latest album called Old Fashioned Gal. It's an original song, a kind of manifesto for a vintage pop singer like Edmondson, whose style is a throwback to the first half of the 20th century. Here's Kat Edmondson with Old Fashioned Gal on Afterglow.
In a high-tech driven marketplace of communications and aerospace, are you seeking something far less complicated? If modern-day advancements do not seem to you enhancements, but instead abstruse and often overrated, are you tired of being assailed by barrages of emails? And are pop-up ads destroying your morale? Well, then look no further, brother. We were destined for each other. I'm an old-fashioned gal. Is it often when you dine that you're also apt to whine how you wish the spot had not a television? The jokes your date was telling that ensued such LOLing weren't exactly what your hoping heart envisioned. If you would care to dance, but refrain for fear of chance that what they may play might hurt your ear canal, find this dating site too sleazy, contact me direct, I'm easy. I'm an old-fashioned gal. Bring me a good old-fashioned telephone, one inextricably connected to a wall. Oh, why be a slave to my telephone? And God forbid that I should miss a single call or text or notification. All the old ways of relating, making friends, or even mating now are taking place in virtual locales. Just come over, let's play records. How about a game of checkers? I'm an old-fashioned. I wanna be romance like an old-fashioned. Old-fashioned gal.
A bit of a 2018 version of the Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer song, I'm Old Fashioned. That was singer Kat Edmondson with her original song, Old Fashioned Gal, a song from her latest album of the same name. We're looking at all new releases for the year 2018 so far, and I'll turn now to singer Melody Gardot. Gardot has a fascinating story. She was in a traumatic bicycle accident when she was 18 years old and suffered from some neurological damage. Singing and writing songs were part of her recovery, and for the past 10 years, she's been releasing her own style of soulful jazz music with flashes of artists like Amy Winehouse and Jeff Buckley. She still suffers from pain and other discomfort from the accident. You'll see her constantly wearing sunglasses because of her sensitivity to light, but Gardot still performs live frequently. Her latest album is a double-disc live album, a collection of various performances from 2012 to 2016. I'll play an original song from her now, recorded live in Vienna in 2013. Here's Melody Gardot with Baby, I'm a Fool on Afterglow.
That this was always only just a little game to you. All the time I thought you gave your heart, I thought that I would do the same for you. Tell the truth, I think I should have seen.
Melody Gardot with her original song, Baby, I'm a Fool. That's from her latest album called Live in Europe, released in February on Decca Records. We'll have more recent releases from the world of vocal jazz in just a bit. Stay with us. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. Online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Cella, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at a few recent releases from the past 6 months or so. And still ahead, we'll hear from jazz singers Kate McGarry and Kurt Elling. But now I want to turn to singer Van Morrison. Now, you might not think of Van Morrison as a jazz singer, but a lot of his style in the 1970s, especially on songs like Moondance, owes a great deal to jazz. And in the past few decades, he's been leaning more and more heavily towards jazz, recording with artists like Georgie Fame and Joey DeFrancesco. And lately, Morrison has been very busy. Since my last recent releases episode in November, Morrison has released 2 albums, and I'll feature now a track from each of them. The first album is called Versatile, released in December of last year, and features Morrison performing mostly pop and jazz standards with a swinging band, including songs like Makin' Whoopee, They Can't Take That Away From Me, and A Foggy Day. And his most recent record from April is called You're Driving Me Crazy, recorded with trumpeter and organist Joey DeFrancesco. This album is even more jazz-heavy. First, this is from the album Versatile. Here's Van Morrison with Bye Bye Blackbird on Afterglow.
Pack up all my cares and woe. Here I go swinging low. Bye-bye, Blackbird. Somebody waits for me. Sugar sweet, so is she. Skiddle-leap-up, 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 Blackbird. No, 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 no one can ever understand me. Oh, well, hard luck stories they want to hand me. Climb the stairs, light the light. I'll arrive late tonight, Blackbird. Bye. Thank you.
be traveling light. She left, she left, she left, she left, she left one day. Took my heart away. So come with me. I'm gonna be traveling light. Got nobody to see. I'm as free as a breeze. Nobody but me.
Crummy Young, Jimmy Mundy, and Johnny Mercer's song Travelin' Light, performed there by Van Morrison, with Joey DeFrancesco on trumpet and organ. That's from their latest album called You're Driving Me Crazy. Before that, we heard Morrison from a different album he released just a few months before, an album called Versatile. That was the standard Bye Bye Blackbird. While Van Morrison went 4 months between his last two records, our next artist, Kate McGarry, went 4 years, but the time she spent was well worth it. Her latest album is called The Subject Tonight Is Love. As you might have guessed, it's a work all about the ups and downs of love, combining originals with jazz standards. Although, it's much more than just a simple album of love songs. McGarry's album is a sprawling, serious, and introspective look at this very complex emotion. I'll play now her original and very emotional version of the old Rodgers and Hart standard, My Funny Valentine. Here's Kate McGarry on Afterglow.
My looks are laughable, unphotographable. Yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? Don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
My favorite work of art is
Singer Kate McGarry, with Keith Gans on guitar and Gary Versace on keys, performing their version of the Rodgers and Hart classic, My Funny Valentine. That's from McGarry's latest release called The Subject Tonight is Love. I'll close off this hour of recent releases by looking at the latest from singer Kurt Elling, an album called The Questions. It's his 13th solo album since his debut in 1995. Elling, who just turned 50 years old, has never been one to just sing a song. He emotes and challenges with his music. And this is especially true for The Questions, where Elling grapples with the important philosophical questions of our time through songs like Bob Dylan's A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, Peter Gabriel's Washing of the Water, and Paul Simon's American Tune. I'll play that last song now. Elling also performed American Tune with a different arrangement on his 2012 album called 1619 Broadway, a tribute to the songwriters of New York's Brill Building. But in 2018, this song, all about hope and fear in a land of immigrants, is probably more poignant now than ever. Here's Kurt Elling with Paul Simon's American Tune on Afterglow.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. But I'm all right. I'm alright, I'm just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home, so far away. I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to glue its knees. Oh, but it's all right. It's alright, 'cause we have lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying, and from high up above my Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was flying.
When we come on the ship, they call me flower. We come on the ship that sailed the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain hour. And we sing an American tune. Oh, and it's all right. It's all right, it's all right. You cannot be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day. And I'm trying to get some rest. That's all, I'm just trying to get some rest.
Kurt Elling from his latest album called The Questions with the Paul Simon song American Tune. And thanks for tuning into this look at recent releases for 2018 on Afterglow. Afterglow is produced by WFIU Public Radio on the campus of Indiana University in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. Online at iHeartSoma.com. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.